following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hi there. Hi. Welcome to Refuge Devo.
Refuge Devo.
And I'm here with my wife, Bethany. She's back on again. Remember, we used to do this all the time.
Every week.
Every time together, we used to do this. And now she is so busy. So we only get her every once in a while. But we have her today. And we are, before we just quickly dive into maybe some things that she's been learning, I wanted to remind everyone that coming on June 15th, we have Resonance coming up. That's our summer concert series. And that's like a taco truck, food trucks. We have vendors out there. We're going to have amazing bands throughout the summer. And we are going to be studying Jesus's words in scripture. So that's kind of the theme throughout the whole entire summer. We hope that you'll join us for that. It's June 15th. It's a Wednesday night. Each of them are Wednesday nights. And we get kind of rolling at around 5 o'clock with all the festivities, but then the actual night doesn't start until 7. So join us for that. And one more thing about that, too, is that we also have this summer, we're doing something called Camp Kids. We already have like 21 or 2 kids signed up for it. And it's basically a summer concert series, or sorry, a summer kids series that we're going to be running all summer long. We're also going to do the traditional week-long VBS, but on Wednesday nights, we're having Camp Kids. And I know Nikki, our children's ministry director, is excited about that. So hopefully you'll have some grandkids or some kids, maybe some kids from the neighborhood that you'll invite, kids, friends from school.
That'd be great.
What other kind of kids would you? No, just kidding.
All sorts of kids.
So, with that, Bethany is going to share a little bit from Daniel.
Yeah, so we just finished, the women's Bible study just finished up the book of Daniel. And sometimes,
Wow.
Yeah, today finished it up. Next week we have our little closing potluck and testimony time. But, and sometimes when you think of like the Old Testament prophecy books, they can sound a little daunting, like this sounds confusing, what in the world are they talking about? But that's why it's so great to do a Bible study on it, because you're diving into each chapter and you're looking at how does this apply to my life? How does, because the Word of God still applies today. So just a snapshot of what the book of Daniel, what the Lord showed me through the book of Daniel.
And two, can I add something else to that, your first thought, is that sometimes those daunting things is because we just sit down and we read it and we try to think, well, what does this mean? Because it seems like these words and sometimes the Bible can be that way. But when you spend some time with it and you connect some dots and you put that those words into context, like what's going on, what is God doing in this season of history? And then we begin to make those connections. Then all of a sudden it's like those, like you start to make those contextual connections and the text then starts to make sense.
Yeah.
New Testament can be the same way as well.
Yeah. So my sum up of the book of Daniel, the things the Lord showed me, he allows ungodly rulers to rule. He uses all people for his purpose. King Nebuchadnezzar was not someone who followed the laws of God, and the Lord was using him. We have a place and a calling in the middle of a secular society. Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, they were commentators say that they were around 15, 16 years old. Mm. And that's what I love about the book of Daniel. I think every high schooler should study the book of Daniel because it shows you that there are 15 and 16 year old men who were intelligent, because that's what the king wanted. He wanted men that were gifted, intelligent. There's something else he says about good looking.
Well,
it says good looking, strong, healthy, intelligent. And so
do they have to be good looking?
That's what it said. It said the king
I know,
wanted
but
good. Isn't that funny?
We'll take non-good looking, smart, intelligent people too.
But just to show you, like in those teen years when life really kind of feels all about like good looking and your intelligence and all of that, and this is what the king wanted. And these were the men that decided not to use their abilities, their intelligence, their good looks or whatever for their glory and to climb the ladder of success in King Nebuchadnezzar's kingdom, but to honor God no matter what. And when they came in chapter one, when the king says, you know, you're going to eat this food because you have to be strong, or, you know, the people that were overseeing these guys. And they said, we have already purposed in our hearts ahead of time, like, we're not going to defile ourselves with the king's delicacies, because they were things that they, as Jews, were not to eat. They were in captivity. They were in captivity during this time. And they used this opportunity to humble themselves before the Lord, to humble themselves before an ungodly king, even, and to honor God in the midst of that. They didn't have to disobey God's law to also honor the authority that they were under, but because they honored the Lord and because of their humble spirit, and they came across can we try this? Can we try continuing to eat the way that we are, we feel that we are called to eat? And if you see that we're weaker than everybody else, then we can change it. But we believe the Lord is going to.
And God shows up. God fulfills that. And because they honored the Lord in the midst of this secular, ungodly society, they stood out amongst everyone else.
And because of it comes down again and again and again. Daniel shows humility to the king. He comes to the king in humility. He doesn't point a finger and say, you're of Satan, you know, all these things, in humility. And he even like kind of bends the heart of the king a little bit to believe, like, your God is a God who saves, a God who is faithful. Yeah. So that's a really big thing for me. And I just let my prayer for our next generation of believers here at Refuge and, you know, all over the world, high schoolers, junior hires that are being raised up right now in a society where this was difficult when they're saying, if you don't bow down, you're going to be thrown into a fiery furnace. Yeah. If you don't stop praying, you're going to be thrown in the lion's den. But we also need to purpose in our hearts that we are going to follow the Lord no matter what with a heart of humility.
Yep.
So
love it.
I love the book of Daniel. It was great.
And this weekend, guess what? Along those same lines.
In Mark.
So we will see you later. Have a great rest of your week. We'll see you hopefully soon.
Yes.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day.